escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia as we continue live from Buffalo Bills training camp. Joe Buscaglia, our annual visit from The Athletic, and one more day of driving for you, Joe.
That's right. I made the psychotic decision to go back and forth to Orchard Park every day. It's not as bad of a drive as you would think, but you just listen to a lot of podcasts, listen to a lot of radio, sometimes get in the music flow, but yeah. I always love camp. I can't complain. It's a great time of year.
Heck, if you live in New York or Los Angeles or any other market, I mean, a 1 hour and 10 minute commute is normal. I tell people it's nothing to drive to Buffalo.
Yeah, it's money in the bank. I mean, I really have no complaints about the drive. It does get old after, 11 out of 14 days, but, we'll take it. I mean, this is such a cool atmosphere every year.
Joe, because it's the thing that I think a lot of fans are buzzing about today, what was your impression of episode one of Hard Knocks?
I think it was, from a journalistic perspective, it wasn't like earth-shattering just for us, but I can see the appeal as to why fans would see these inside the look. Like there are things that I haven't seen, which is meeting rooms with Joe Brady and with Bobby Babich and the offensive staff and stuff like that. But, in terms of the information outside of, A.J. Epenesa wrangling snakes in the offseason
right.
And Deion Dawkins going drifting, most of that we had a pretty good idea about these guys. But it's a fun look. I am very interested to see what they do with the James Cook thing next week, because it seemed like their cutoff for this past episode was the blue and red scrimmage
yep.
at the stadium, and James didn't start doing his hold-in up until Sunday, which was a couple days after that. So very interested to see how they handle that coming up.
So you hit on Cook, not out there once again. Where's the story headed, Joe? Do you have any idea?
I don't right now. There are a lot of layers to it. The fact that he began practicing and then rescinded practicing in the hopes of landing a new deal. I'm sure there's some frustration from the Bills side, like you were practicing and now you're not. All the while, they have a couple of pretty capable backs in Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. So I don't know where this is headed. I mean, I think it might be a bit of a staring contest at this point, because do you wait on James Cook to practice again, or do the Bills give up a little bit more on their side of things? But then you also run the risk of setting an interesting precedent with players, because Brandon Bean has never really encountered this before. So when you have all those situations, you're like, okay, well, if they blink and they give him more than maybe they wanted to, then that's setting up potential situations in the future. So the Bills have to be really careful with this, I think.
A lot is being made of Kyren Williams getting his deal done yesterday, which now makes him the seventh highest paid running back in the league. And if we gather what we know about James Cook from his interactions with you guys, he's going to want to get paid more than the seventh highest paid running back in the NFL. So I guess my question is, in your opinion, is James Cook an $11 million a year running back in the NFL?
Yeah, that's a difficult question, because then you're talking about the whole cap situation, because $11 million to the Rams APY is different than $11 million to the Bills APY, because the Bills have already extended so many players from Cook's draft class to where it's going to make it tough from a cap perspective. Now, if you're sitting here and saying, okay, he's going to sign like $8 to $9 million a year, I'm like, okay, I think they can live with that based on how they can structure cap hits, everything along those lines. When you're getting into the $11, $12, $13 million range, that's where it gets to be a little bit iffy for me. For a few different reasons. I mean, the Kyren deal was interesting because the two roles they play for their specific teams are not the same.
Correct.
Like, Kyren Williams is an 80%+ snap guy, and James Cook, even if you rule out the game that he missed against the Jets, and his games that he was active for, he only was on the field for 47.5% of snaps. So that's a legitimate difference. He's not playing third downs a ton. Some of that has to do with them really liking Ty Johnson in that role. James Cook was pretty adamant when he talked to us on day two that he was going to prove that he could do it this year, but the usage early on in camp just kind of showed us a bit more of what we saw last year around this time, which was, hey, they're going to filter in all three of these guys, probably specific to situation, and figure out the thing from there. So there's a lot of leverage points you can talk to, both from the Bills and James Cook's side. But if you're sitting here asking me if I think he's a $12, $13 million a year player, my answer is probably different than the Bills' answer, but my answer would probably be no.
Joe Buscaglia from The Athletic is our guest. If story number one is James Cook, the injuries, the long list, story number two, Joe, how much, and I'm going to ask you a question you don't know, but I think it's worth discussing, how much of this is just dumb luck and Maxwell Harrison non-contact you can't do anything about, but there is a new strength and conditioning coach. So Sean McDermott's certainly concerned at this point in camp. There aren't that many guys, you know, there should be more available.
Yeah, it's a fair question. I mean, a lot of hamstring injuries early in camp, some calf stuff. So it's not ideal from an early camp perspective, to where Sean McDermott had to kind of like mess around with cadence of practices, like kind of ramp down maybe before he wanted to. And then I think it was here a few days ago where he's like basically like, screw it, we're just going to ramp up, and because we got to get ready for the preseason. So yes, not ideal specifically to the wide receiver position. You've got, at one point, I think they had like five or six guys missing practice, which has yielded some opportunities for people like Christian Wilkerson, who I've written a little bit about. There's Tyrell Shavers is someone who's making a push for the 53-man roster again this year. So they do have some instances where this is maybe a good thing to kind of figure out what that depth looks like, and if someone can help impact the roster this year. But yeah, not a great thing to be sitting here. You know, are we under a month? I think we might be exactly a month from the first regular season game, and they're still talking about soft tissue stuff.
And Joe, one of the guys that has been oft injured for the Buffalo Bills is no longer a Buffalo Bill. Were you surprised that Baylen Specter was waived by the team this morning?
Maybe a little, that they just straight up waived him now, but it's been a frustrating thing for him and for them, because anytime you bring up Baylen Specter to anyone, they always talk about availability, and that was a huge thing for him even last year. He has missed so much time due to injury. Even if he like didn't wind up missing a game, it would be going right up to the point of the game. So they just need someone they can depend upon, and the fact that Joe Andreessen has come out in his second year and looked even better than what he did this time last year, replaceable. So because Specter got injured, obviously they didn't want it to happen. It hurts their depth a little bit, but it also opens up an opportunity for them either to only keep five linebackers or to keep both Shaq Thompson and Edifuan Ulufosio, their fifth-round pick from 2024, on the 53-man roster if they so choose.
Yeah, you brought up injuries, and I'll put my hand up in the air. This time last year, I'm thinking, okay, really? We're going to give the guy from Buffalo a chance here, and then you see what he did in the preseason against the Steelers. You saw what he did week 17 against the Jets. Is he perhaps getting a bigger role? At the very least, on special teams, he could be somebody that can lead the charge there.
Yeah, after the first three or four games, I think he was a healthy scratch for a couple of them. He became a borderline 100% core four special team snaps guy, and he is an indispensable piece to that unit. And now what he has done in the offseason is that he's built upon that, to where now they're looking at him not even just as a special teams guy, but hey, if Terrell Bernard goes down, you're probably in. And because Dorian Williams isn't really a middle linebacker, Matt Milano's not really a middle linebacker, so they need someone that they can trust, and they've seen a higher ceiling from Andreessen, and that's been the biggest difference from last year to this year, to where he was just a rookie, they're trying to figure it out, great story, like you alluded to, and it kind of took them by storm, but at the end of the day, they kept looking at him like, who are we really cutting this guy for? And so now I think they're looking at him as a potential long-term backup middle linebacker to Bernard, that they're developing more trust in as each day goes along here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe Biscaglia, The Athletic, our guest in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia live from Buffalo Bills training camp on The Fan Rochester. How much does a second year of missing practices at training camp hurt Cole Bishop?
I thought there was a couple of guys you could have alluded to.
Yeah, sure.
Curtis Samuel was the one who I thought you were going to.
Another
first.
One, yeah.
No, Cole Bishop... It seems like this is not as serious as the other one, because you look when they're going through the offensive and defensive installation periods of practice, Cole Bishop has been lining up and going through the mental reps pretty much for the last week or so, or as long, most the time that he's been out with that quad injury. So I always look at it around this time of the year for most of these guys that are important to their starting lineup, that if there's even, hey, should he or shouldn't he should. Just because while you do want to get them ready for the season, you also have to realize it's a long season, and there is no drama about the safety position this year. It is Cole Bishop's starting job. It is not DeMar Hamlin's starting job. And so they are going into the season hoping to have Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp as their starters. And if he has to miss a handful of practices in early August, so be it. As long as he's back, you know, in the next week or two, which it seemed like from the way Sean McDermott was talking that there's some motion towards that, then they're hoping that it'll be just fine. But how he does is a different story entirely.
So, Joe, up at The Athletic, you have a piece talking about the rookies, and that's how everybody wants to know. TJ Sanders showing flashes of being an impact player.
Yeah.
Explain. What are you saying?
Yeah, I think it's been kind of a slow buildup for him just because they weren't in pads early on in camp. But as soon as they have been getting a bit more physical over the last handful of practices, I would say, you've really seen more of these flashes kind of pop up for him. And I think he's going to play. I think he's probably going to play more consistently than most of their rookies this year, if not all of their rookies this year, now with the Maxwell Hairston injury. But Sanders, to me, looks like just at his lowest potential this year would be a rotational snap guy for Ed Oliver at that three technique spot. I think if he hits his ceiling of his rookie year, and he starts to show these flashes of pass rush in the regular season, then you start to get into a conversation of, okay, is he one of your four best rushers on the money downs when it's an obvious passing situations? Sub him in for Daquan Jones or whoever's next to Ed Oliver, have them rush next to each other, because one of the things the Bills always talk about is, okay, if Ed Oliver's getting double teamed, the guy next to him who's getting the single team needs to win their reps. And they've gone through so many different players over the years. Like, they tried Jordan Phillips last year. They tried Quentin Jefferson last year. They've tried to reduce defensive ends inside to try and figure it out. But they've never had that consistent rusher next to Ed Oliver on these money downs that takes some heat off of Oliver. So I think if he hits, or in terms of continues to show these flashes as the games get here, I think that would be his optimal role as a rookie.
Another thing that I've observed, staying with the defensive line, Joe Biscaglia of The Athletic joining us in the Sports Bar, the addition of Ryan Nielsen. I know that his title is, you know, senior defensive, whatever. But, I mean, he is spending a lot of time, to my eyes, with that defensive line. In fact, that's been his focus, is working with that defensive
sure.
line, which is you know, his strong suit, right? That he helped Trey Hendrickson elevate his game when he was with New Orleans. How impactful do you think his addition to the coaching staff is for that defensive line and their productivity?
Yeah, I think when you look at who they staffed it, at the defensive line coaching staff last year, Marcus West, it was his first year last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been with the team, but for him to be able to have someone who has been there, done that, to kind of, you know, help, especially with such a new room, that's a lot to get a handle on. I mean, think about all the defensive line pieces they put in, like Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker, Joey Bosa, and you're trying to switch Dwayne Carter to a pretty much new role from what he played last year. There's just a lot going on there right now. Oh, Landon Jackson, I even forgot him, their third-round pick. So there's just a lot of pieces that you have to acclimate, and the more hands-on you can get with that, and maybe even helping Marcus West through, I think that is ideal, and I think that's been Ryan Nielsen's main job here.
Joe, last one for me. A question about two other rookies we're curious. Strong and Hancock.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of roles do you see them playing on this year's team?
Yeah, I think Dorian Strong, the sixth round pick, I like him. I like the potential of him. I don't know if he's got a game day role this year. He's going to make the 53-man roster. I don't think that's even in the consideration of him not making it. He had a pick today, which was impressive, and he's slowly been getting better. Some technical issues that in one-on-one coverage that he has to kind of work through, especially in their zone-heavy scheme. But he's someone that I liked. I don't think he should have dropped to where he did in the draft, but you know, the Bills were able to get him there. If you're comparing like where Christian Benford was as a rookie, as like in that pick range, late fifth, early sixth sort of deal, to Dorian Strong where he is today, I think Benford was a lot ahead in his rookie training camp to where Dorian Strong is now. But I think he's someone they develop in the background. Maybe he's a healthy scratch every week and go from there. Jordan Hancock is someone I'm very interested by. They've been cross-training him at both nickel and safety. He's been playing a lot of safety this week because of the injury to Cole Bishop, even working in with some first team time, which has probably been a pretty eye-opening for him going up against Josh Allen as a safety a fair few times throughout practice. I think he's probably at his best at safety, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're cross-training him to maybe take over the Cam Lewis role. Not this year, maybe in the future, because Cam Lewis is a free agent at the end of the season. And or, you know, you could even push that forward and say maybe he's a long-term safety. What happens when Taylor Rapp's out of contract? Or do they see enough from Jordan Hancock as a rookie to say, okay, maybe you can compete for the starting safety job in 2026 and save some cap space with Taylor Rapp? So a lot of different ways to go about it. But this year, I think he's probably more special teams depth guy if he's active.
Joe Biscaglia from The Athletic, our guest in the Sports Bar. Joe, we know that the training camp, there's one more practice left, but you know, your coverage is never going to stop this team. Let everybody know about what you're working on here, what we can check out at The Athletic as camp concludes in Rochester.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be writing a few things about James Cook in the coming days. That's for sure. But no, I mean, we've got preseason game coming up over against the Giants in Orchard Park. And, you know, the roster projections, features, you know, analysis of practice, analysis of the game, trying to figure out what this all means when we see meaningful reps in preseason. I know preseason gets kind of a bad rap. I kind of love it, even when you see the fourth-teamers going up against the fourth-teamers in the fourth quarter. But, you know, it's a fun time.
Are you a pro or anti-practice stat guy?
anti, only because, and I do see value in tracking it, but a lot of it is situationally dependent, and we aren't privy, not to quote Doug Whaley, we aren't privy to the context of everything that they go through in every single drill. So I don't think every stat, practice stat, is the same, but, you know, you can start to see trends. I find the most value in training camp practices of, you know, who's lining up with who, what's the mobility up and down the depth chart, and talking to people and figuring out where this thing is headed before we actually get to final cuts. That's where I think training camp really provides some value.
Joe, keep up the great work. Let's do this again in the season.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.